the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Norm MacDonald passed away. That's been a big focus today, as I'm guessing is a lot of places.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We were all pretty big fans. Big fans. Yeah. In fact, when we did videos a couple years ago from Cameo, when Cameo was relatively new, we all ordered videos to be the intro for our Live at Night show the mm-hmm. last year. And we may end up using those again. I can't remember if we used them everywhere or not.
I think we did, but...
Mine was from Norm MacDonald, and that was super cool. And it was filled with jokes just to make us laugh.
It was.
It was
really cool.
You heard of the Mangrate? So Norm MacDonald was so unique as a comedian, and other people loved him. And apparently just super warm, caring about people and everything else. Remember, this just popped into my head, but who's the comic actor, Joe, that you look like?
Nick Swardson.
Nick Swardson.
Yeah.
Remember that story he told about where he called Norm, and Norm was like, hey, you want to get together, watch a baseball game?
Yes.
And he goes, okay, I'll meet you there. And then Swardson got to the sports bar where they were going to meet, and drank and watched like a game and a half of baseball, like all of one game and then half of part of the next one. He's about to leave, and Norm MacDonald walks in and goes, hey, where are you going?
Yeah, as though it just happened.
I've been here 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So then they watch more baseball. But this was Norm MacDonald on the Bob Saget roast. And when I saw Norm MacDonald was going to be on a roast, I'm like, this is going to be great because he's mm-hmm. my favorite, and I love roasts. Roasts are great.
He is great at roast-like jokes.
Yes. And then he did this. And at the time, I was like, well, that was disappointing. But somebody shared a quote earlier when, comedy is about surprise. And when someone expects to laugh and then they don't laugh, that can mm-hmm. be very funny.
Yeah.
And this was a knockoff of some old comedian that had done similar style jokes. And it's very much
like Henny Youngman or something. Like,
I mean, this was
set him up, knock him
out,
knock him down.
Yeah. This was him doing jokes basically as an inside joke for the other people on the dais that were comedians.
Yeah. He relished awkward moments.
I also think it's pretty brilliant. So this is Norm MacDonald's roast of Bob Saget.
Well, he starts out roasting the other
people on the dais.
On the dais, too, mm-hmm. yeah.
John Stamos. I want to start with John Stamos, our esteemed roast master. John, well, John has a reputation for being a bit of a swinger. Did you know instead of an umbilical cord, John was born with a bungee cord?
He just looks at everyone.
John likes the ladies. It's true. He has a one-track mind, and the traffic on it is pretty light.
So weird.
You know John Stamos, it only takes one drink to get him drunk, but he's not sure if it's the 9th or 10th or 11th. And Cloris Leachman is here. Cloris? Cloris, if people say you're over the hill, don't believe them. Why, you'll never be over the hill, not in the car you drive.
So stupid.
And Jim Norton of here is, of course, probably one of the most colorful characters I've ever met. Colorful personalities I know. You're green with envy and you have a yellow streak down your back.
Apparently, some of the backstory on this, people are texting in, is the producers were really egging him on to be super vulgar.
Mm-hmm.
And he was annoyed with him. And so a lot of this was just an FU to the producers from Comedy Central.
Which is pretty much what he did most of his career.
That's great. Yeah.
This is so, like Kaufman-esque.
It is.
Greg Giraldo is here.
Oh.
Now, of course, people always say that Greg's a bit of a skinflint, a little tight with a dollar. But I find him to be a real carefree guy. Yep, he doesn't care as long as it's free. Jesus. That's what kind of carefree guy he is.
That's his thing when he goes, that's the kind of carefree guy he is. It's those little end things that he just throws in for no reason.
And Geraldo just goes, Jesus, Norm.
It's like, he's essentially like,
if the audience doesn't know what's going on, he will then explain to you what is funny about the joke, even though there's nothing funny this in Aaron Lee.
No, but Greg Giraldo, I'm just joking him. He has the grace of a swan, the wisdom of an owl, and the eye of an eagle. Ladies and gentlemen, this man is for the birds.
For the birds. It's just the way he stares blankly out at the crowd.
And the more he does it, the more people are coming around.
Uh-huh.
Now, that kid, Greg Giraldo, you know, if I ever need a brain transplant, I don't know if they have those yet, but if I ever need a brain transplant, well, I would choose yours, Greg, and here's why. It's not because you're smart. It's because your brain has never been used. Susie Essman, of course, is famous for being a vegetarian. Hey, she may be a vegetarian, but she's still full of baloney in my book. I my best friends. I love Gilbert. And what I like about Gilbert Godfrey most of all is his neck. Doesn't he have a great neck, folks? Gilbert, your neck reminds me of a typewriter. Underwood.
I don't get it.
He's a blockhead, or his head is made of wood.
Yeah, and I think and that's a brand of typewriter.
Right. Yeah.
Still barely get it.
That's right. It took me three times.
I don't know. Oh, by the way, Gilbert, when you go to the men's room later, you'll see a sign that says, "Gentlemen, pay no heed, go right in."
He just nods at him like, huh?
There's no room that says scoundrel on it.
Now he's just staring at Gilbert.
The power of the pause, man.
Uh-huh. It really is.
But now we come to Bob Sagan. That's why we're all here. Bob? Bob, you have a lot of well-wishers here tonight, and a lot of them would like you to... would like to throw you down one. A well. They want to murder you in a well. Seems a little harsh, but... apparently they want to murder you in a well. It says here on this card. Now, but Bob has a beautiful face like a flower. Yeah, cauliflower. No offense, but your face looks like a cauliflower.
It is. This is so stupid.
As you can see, he has wavy hair. It's waving goodbye on account he's going bald. No, I think that that Bob should join the Ku Klux Klan. And that's not because he's racist. He's not racist. It's just that he'd look a lot better with a hood over his head on account of his face. No, there are times when Bob has something on his mind when he wears a hat. He thinks the English Channel is a British TV station and not a body of water separating England and France. Do you know that he has never slept with his wife? Isn't that odd? He says that it isn't honorable to sleep with a married woman, even though she's married to him. Yeah.
And Bob isn't the biggest sports fan. I don't think I'm telling any tales out of school. I took him to a ball game, and he came toting a double-barreled shotgun. You remember that?
Do you remember that?
I said,
you remember that?
I said, what the H is that for? Bob said, I heard the Lions were playing the Tigers. You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Bob is not a sports fan. He thinks that the Kentucky Derby is a hat and not a horse race that they race every year.
I don't even know how you write that.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, because I'm not funny. But, yeah. Imagine being the producers of that and be like, what? God.
Well, I mean, they got what they wanted. Everybody.
I want to know
that.
What they cut out of it. Because there were a couple of moments where it was jump cutted.
Man, oh
we'll
man.
Have to come back to some of the clips of when he was on with us. We'll do
amazing.
That. The top of the hour instead of the around the room.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.